for us, by the way. I'm talking as well as I'm online right now. My mic's open, so I can hear myself. No biggie for this.
Yeah, I can hear you.
No biggie. So that's good. That way we know we're checking mics. That's good. But it's a Daniel Bumper. I got it down on the floor.
Okay.
I went in to see Shoemaker yesterday morning. I needed to check. That I know he had two or three spots down there in the regular season. And we got a couple of them. Well, you're here at four when you say you are. Make it yours if you want. So, it's maybe better than that wobbly table.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. That wobbly. What's happening to the TW?
probably advantageous to pot me down after you start a spot. You know what I mean? My volume. That way, if we do want to talk, we can. But testing 1-2, now I'm on. Testing 1-2, now I'm on.
Yeah, you're on now.
Alright. Testing 1-2. Thank you.
gun. Bites gun 31. Yeah, real.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. doors so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Jhené Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Jhené Hoying. Five in a row by Jhené. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight. Chuck is off to a wedding. His son is getting married down in Florida. We'll miss him over the next week. Matt Zerker is in the chair next to me here at Springfield. It's Jack and Matt, not Jack and Chuck tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. A sea of orange and black filling the Springfield High School gym. The Versailles Tigers take on the Waynesville Spartans. It's a Division III regional semifinal here at Springfield. Second game tonight pits Amanda Clear Creek against Purcell Marion. Purcell Marion, the favorite to win this region, although these two teams here tonight locking up in game one have other ideas. Waynesville, number one all year long in the state of Ohio in girls Division III, undefeated on the year, 24-0. Versailles comes in 21-5. Last year, these two teams collided in a regional contest, and Versailles won it easily, 59-32. The cast of characters, similar, a little different, Matt. One thing for sure, we've got some quality performers on the floor here tonight. In fact, Waynesville's got the coach of the year on the sideline, Tim Gabbard, 39 years, nearly 600 victories at Waynesville. Wow, I hope to live that long. The player of the year in the Southwest District Division III also hails from Waynesville. That's Rachel Murray. She's a hot shooting guard. I was at Waynesville's practice yesterday, and I saw her make 13 in a row, a step or two behind the arc. She's an outstanding shooter. Her sales held her to 8 points last year. She picked up a couple fouls in the first 11 or 12 minutes of the game and was not quite herself the rest of the way. Another young lady who's a first-team All-Southwest District Division III performer, Marcella Sizer, 6-foot senior in the middle. Murray averages 19 a game, Sizer at 13. Lindsay Winter of Versailles, 6'2 junior, just under 10 points a game. She, too, a member of the first team, All-Southwest Ohio Division III. A second team member, Caitlin McElnowney of Versailles, a 5'5 junior, averaging 13 points a game. It was Tammy McElnowney who spoiled the party for Waynesville last year. She rifled in 17 points, made 8 straight fourth quarter free throws to put away any chance of Waynesville to make a rally in that contest last season. Hard to tell how good Waynesville really is. It doesn't play in the Midwest Athletic Conference, Matt. Versailles does. We see Versailles.
week in, week out, every year for the last 15 or 20. But we know that Waynesville did not back down from a soul this year, as Spartans played a formidable schedule. Stop and think about it. Waynesville beat Legacy Christian, beat Portsmouth Notre Dame, defeated Valladolid, defeated Franklin. All four of those clubs are still in tournament play. So this 24-0 for Waynesville is a strength. The Waynesville Spartans played a heavyweight set of 24 contests. Waynesville did not play Anna. That game was scheduled late in the regular season because of weather. It was postponed, not made up. Waynesville's played three tournament games, having defeated National Trail, Arcanum, and Bethel Tate. Meanwhile, the Versailles Tigers have played two more games than Waynesville up to this point in time. The Versailles Tigers finished second in the Midwest Athletic Conference and then won tourney games over Urbana, Northeastern, Anna, and Williamsburg, clobbering Williamsburg for the second straight season. Versailles, a different club than a year ago, perhaps not as good at guard as the team last season, Matt, which had Cammie McElDowney, as she was so difficult to defend, could score any way you would ask. She'd drive, take it to the hoop, make free throws all day long, sink threes, medium-range jumpers. She'd guard. She'd bring the ball down the floor in lightning speed. But Versailles does have something, I think, that Waynesville doesn't. And that size on the inside, not one, not two, but three young ladies with good strength who can score. And I'm speaking of Winter, Ording, and Custom Mortar. Those three young ladies averaging about 25 points a game among them. Fouls are critical. Versailles would love to spread the fouls out among that threesome and hopefully get Marcella Sizer in a little bit of foul trouble. She was plagued with foul problems in this game a year ago, had two by midway second quarter. Matt, you've seen Versailles a few times. You've seen the Tigers in the tournament. You saw Versailles in the regular season. I've only seen Waynesville at practice with head coach Gabbard yesterday. I'm impressed by both teams. I know when we saw Versailles play here at scoresbroadcast.com, the Tigers went up against very formidable opposition, the likes of Fort Loramie and Minster. This is a different Versailles team, but one thing about head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, who in 16 years has amassed 320 victories, that's 20 per season. One thing about her clubs, Matt, they perform at their peak come tournament time, more specifically, Springfield and Columbus.
This is their second home.
Right.
They're very used to playing here, and I expect another solid performance from the Tigers tonight.
I think Waynesville's got to get off to a good start. Waynesville, by record, by state ranking, might to many folks be the favorite here this evening. Versailles, because of tradition and experience, it might be considered by some people as the favorite.
Like you said, with that score last year, I'm sure it's on both teams' minds, sure, that game last year. And that's, like you said, that's another reason why Waynesville needs to get off to a good start tonight.
Indeed. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We've got the starting lineups in the tip. It's Versailles, Waynesville, Girls Division III Regional Semifinal in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Oh, we've got an excellent crowd on hand for this game at Springfield High School tonight. Probably 1,600-1,700 before it's all said and done, Matt.
Kind of a late arriving crowd with the early 6:15 start, but like you said, by the end of that first game, getting into the second game, this place will be pretty full.
New underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com include Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, from which you just heard. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster, and Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much to the Eilerman team, but Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they'll work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Well, the starting lineups have just been introduced for the Versailles Tigers. And right now, the Waynesville Spartans starting five is coming onto the floor. For the Versailles Tigers, the opening set includes Caitlin McEldowney at guard, 5'4 junior. Hannah Bargey teams with her, a 5'7 junior. The front line has got size. Liz Ording, 5'11 a senior, 9 points a game. Lindsay Winter, 6'2 a junior, 9 points a game. And Kelsey Custom Order, a 5'10 senior at 6 a game. Caitlin McEldowney at about 11 per game. I may have overinflated her per game average a moment ago, but she is up around the 11 mark. Opening five for the Waynesville Spartans, the home team on the scoreboard here tonight. Rachel Murray at guard, 19 points per contest. She averages 3.5 threes per game. Keep your eye out on her. Now Murray, a 5'6 senior. Marcella Sizer in the middle, a 6-foot senior, 13 points a game. Lindsay Hartshorn at a wing, a 5'6 senior, 8 a game. Carly Brown at the point, a 5'5 junior, a 6 a game. And Kenzie Perkey at a forward spot, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5 points per contest. And Versailles wins the opening tap, and right away the Tigers pitch it down the left side of the floor, and it goes out of bounds.
They were in a little bit of a hurry, trying to get a fast basket off the tip, and there was nobody there.
It was a special, a planned play on the opening jump, and the ball went into the WTGR-FM's media table just to our left. Waynesville with possession. Top of the circle, it is Murray lobbing down inside to Sizer. Sizer spins, ducks under, and missed it in and out. Tough break. It hit the rim three times. Elizabeth Ording for Versailles couldn't control the board. It's out of bounds to Waynesville. Beneath the rim to our right. The Spartans in the home, white, bright, orange numbers. Versailles in the road, black, white numerals, orange piping. Inbounds pass, stolen, taken away by the Tigers. And romping the other way, spurting down the floor, goes Hannah Bargey. And like a flash, she took it 70 feet, a lot of contact below the rim. It's ruled an offensive foul.
Yeah, she kind of let out with her left arm there, and she got called for the offensive foul.
Well, a couple possessions here at the start for Versailles, winning the opening tip. And then after Waynesville's initial possession, the charge, so two empty possessions to start the game for the Tigers. No score. We played 45 seconds opening period. Waynesville with the ball right in front of us. Here's a little give and go. Murray down inside to Sizer. And then Sizer pitched it to point guard Carly Brown, 25 feet away. Here's Lindsay Hartshorn, top of the circle. Good defense by the Tigers. And it looks like a zone. Waynesville beats it down low on the left. Here's a shovel shot put up and in by Lindsay Perkey. or I should say Kenzie Perkey, the 5'8 junior, fine player for Waynesville. Got a good pass from the top of the circle. Ball was dealt to her on the play by the point guard Brown. And Perkey shoveled it with the left hand, kissed it in off the window. Waynesville up 2-0, 6:44 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Top of the circle with the ball, Lindsay Winter for Versailles. Spin move, foul line. She's doubled, nearly stripped. Lindsay got it back. Threw it to Ording outside the arc on the right. Now between the rings, here's Caitlin McElnatty. Into Winter, middle of the paint. She doubles a pass down inside to Ording. They went high-low. Ording's shot was crammed, but somebody walloped her on the arm, and she'll get two. Well, I like that action. Get it to Winter below the foul line. You can cover her up with size in the form of Sizer, but then Matchy dumped it right down even further toward the rim to Liz Ording.
But she did a nice job after being blocked on the first shot to get the ball back, and now she's at the line shooting two.
Liz, a left-hander, 70% free throw shooter. She's a good one, and she nails her first shot. 2-1. Waynesville by a point. Second shot, Ording on the way. Right there as well, and we're tied at two. Head coach Tim Gabbert's team against Versailles pressure brings it down the right side of the floor. It is Brown. Brown steps into the half court 30 feet away. Gives it up to Kenzie Perkey. Right back to Brown. Caitlin McElnatty took a flop. No call. Good judgment by the official.
Interesting on both on these possessions here that Waynesville starts their offense on the right side and not in the middle.
I thought that Versailles might have been in a zone to start, but it's a patented Jackie Stonebreaker man-to-man. Here's a drive by Carly Brown, the point guard, blocked on the play by Winter of Versailles. Tigers have got the deflection. Tied at two. 5:40 left, opening quarter. Top of the circle, Hannah Bargey. Gives it up right wing to Caitlin McElnatty. She's left open. She tries a long two-pointer. It goes in somehow, some way. It was flat. Never more than 11
terrible feet. Bounce.
Yeah, 11 feet off the ground. And Root hit the rim, went way up in the air, and then skidded down the glass right in. Here's a turnover by Waynesville. Coughed up on the play by Perkey. Fast break for Sales. It is Bargey. It is Ording. Up and good. Waynesville needs a timeout. 5:11 left, opening quarter. Versailles off to a good beginning. Six straight for the Tigers, who lead it 6-2 on scores. Broadcast at...
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Versailles Tigers 6, Waynesville Spartans 2. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Waynesville netted the first field goal of the night. Versailles has answered with 6 straight. Here's a long cross-court pass by Waynesville, and it's a beauty. It was thrown from out here on the right. It was pitched by Kenzie Perkey to Lindsay Hartshorn. Skip pass, cross court, and on the backside of Versailles' defense, Hartshorn was available. She caught it, and in one motion dropped in a five-footer. 6-4, Versailles by 2. On the arc, it's McElnatty. Into the post to Ording. She turns, squares, guarded by Sizer, doesn't shoot. Ball thrown down to the lane. Down the lane to the driver, Bargey, to McElnatty. Missed it on the run. Rebound Waynesville. Long heave up the floor in the corner to Brown. Hits a cutter, Sizer down the lane. She almost dragged the pivot foot. No call. Ball turned back out on the arc to Rachel Murray. Hand off to Hartshorn. Murray running all over the floor, trying to get free. She averages nearly 20 points a game. Ball thrown to the post. Down inside to Perkey. Perkey went too far into the backboard. Got trapped, threw it away. Versailles possession. 3:50 left first quarter. 6-4 Tigers. Here's Custom Border, straight on, 25 feet out. Picked up by Murray. Ball passed, baseline left to Hannah Bargey. And Bargey drives down the lane, pitches it to Lindsay Winter, and she drops it in from 4 feet away. Room service by Bargy. Good penetration. Late dish to winner. And the Tigers lead it 8-4.
Not surprising that Versailles has been going inside most every possession, but Waynesville has been going inside as well.
Versailles.
It's a little surprising with Murray.
Tigers trying to navigate the paint area and then dish the ball off to one of the bigs. That's where Versailles has a little more strength than Waynesville. Here's Sizer throwing cross court. Handled out back on the play by Carly Brown. Brown hits a teammate, Hartshorn, who dashes through the middle of the paint below the foul line. Looped one up from 12, then rattled and came out. Rebound down to Versailles. 8-4 Tigers, 2:52 left, first quarter. Outside the arc of the left, it's Bargy to Winter. Oh, she goes opposite side of the floor to the cutter. Bargy deflected, and the rebound comes down to Waynesville. Good execution by the Tigers who just didn't finish. Here's Murray, baseline right, dipsy-doo, around one player, another one, banked it in on the run. Rachel Murray at her best right there for Waynesville.
Nice spin move there along the baseline.
Oh, in the open floor, you can tell she's nearly impossible to guard. 8-6 for Sales by two, 2:19 to go first quarter. Foul line Ording. She looks for help, goes to custom border, baseline right to Winter. Winter throws low post left to Ording. Ording catches in the baseline, saves it inbounds, but right to a Spartan. Long pass down the floor to Murray. She jacks up a triple from the left corner. Hit the ring. No good. Rebound custom border. Custom border to midcourt for Versailles. On a weave, it goes to Bargy. Right wing, McElDowney, long three-pointer short. Loose ball rebound. Custom border up and good. 10-6 Tigers, who, as we expected, doing damage on the inside.
I've been real impressed with the ball movement so far by Versailles.
Minute 35 left to go, opening quarter. Outside the arc on the right for Waynesville. It is Carly Brown. Throws to the post to Perky, back to the basket. Into the right corner to Brown, now 25 feet away. It is dealt again to Brown, comes right back, right flank to Hartshorn. Hartshorn with McElDowney on her like glue. Here's that well-run play by Waynesville. Cross-court pass, caught and laid in. It was Carly Brown who sneaked in behind the Tiger defense. Second time in this game. The Spartans have utilized that to perfection. 10-6, or I should say 10-8. Tigers lead by two. Here is Winter, open behind the arc. Awfully lengthy for her. No, missed it badly. Rebound Waynesville. Oh, look at Murray go to work. She took it the last 50 feet all the way to the cup for 2 points.
She just exploded off the dribble and flew right by the defender for an easy layup.
Oh, Rachel Murray. She's like a firecracker. Boy, she can pick him up and lay him down. We're tied at 10, 25 seconds to go in the first. Here's a play by Bargy into the lane. Bargy hands off late to Winter. Missed one shot. Volleyballed it off the rim. No good a second time. Then a foul. And she'll get two. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker attacking for the Tigers where they have the advantage. That's on the inside. Three bigs compared to Waynesville's one. The free throw by Winter off to the right. Missed it. Versailles has a huge rebounding edge on its opponents this year. 2.5 offensive rebounds to one. More than twice the rebounds total than the opponents. But Versailles shoots at only 39% from the floor and only 59% from the stripe on the season. Winter cans one of two, and Versailles is back on top, 11-10. 20 seconds left, opening quarter. Full court pressure by Versailles. The baskets for the two teams have been relatively easy ones. Quickly down the floor come the Spartans. It's Sizer. Sizer works into the lane. Motion offense. Baseline right goes to Perky. Perky to Sizer. Explodes right down the paint area. Missed it high off the glass, but a foul. She was hacked on the arm. And with 5.5 left in the opening quarter, Sizer's got a chance to lift the Spartans into the lead. Brooke Stonebreaker on the floor now for Versailles. She picked up the foul. Stonebreaker is 6'3 junior. Sizer aims and swishes the free one to knock this game up at 11.
While Versailles has had the passing good ball movement, Waynesville's done a real nice job off the dribble.
Sure have. Second free throw by Sizer is good again. 4 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor comes Versailles. Driving is Liz Watson. All the way down the right side of the floor to the baseline. It's batted free, out of bounds at the buzzer. Waynesville inching ahead late in the first quarter by one. 12-11. Spartans over the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack with Matt. Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker here at Springfield. Matt filling in for the next week for Chuck McBee, who is attending a wedding in the Sunshine State of Florida. His son is getting married. And have a great time down south, Chuck. We'll see you back next Tuesday night, hopefully.
It's probably about 50 degrees warmer, too.
Oh, it might be 25 degrees or 35 degrees.
Compared to here.
Sure. Well, we start the second quarter of play. Each team's offense clicking pretty well. Each team driving to the hoop. Only one distant shot in that first quarter. That was a three-pointer by the Tigers, right, Matt?
Yeah, they had a long shot there by McElhoney that went off the rim and went in.
Well, I spoke too soon. Waynesville racks up a three to start the second quarter. Lindsay Hartshorn, the 24-footer. Boy, she got a screen from Murray. Murray didn't shoot it, flipped it behind her to Hartshorn, and she nailed in a long one. And it's 15-11 in favor of the Spartans. Here's a drive down the floor by Versailles. Into the lane, Caitlin McElhoney hit the backboard rim, came off short, and here comes Waynesville the other way. Top-ranked team in the state all year long in girls Division III, the Waynesville Spartans. 20 feet down, it's Brown. Brown pitches to teammate Kenzie Perky. She darts into the lane, off-balance, 8-footer. It is short, no good. Hacked on the arm, though, by Versailles. I said Perky, it was Leah Butterball in off the bench. Butterball, a 5'5 sophomore. She made a daring drive in between Ording and Winter, but got the benefit of the foul on the arm.
Yeah, Versailles fans thought she took an extra step.
Free throw by Butterball, up and good. And the lead for the Waynesville Spartans expands now, Matt, to 16-11, a minute gone here in the second quarter. Second shot by Butterball, averaging 6 points a game off the bench, and she pops that one home. Well, Waynesville Spartans fell behind 6-2 to Versailles, but since that point in time, a 15-5 run by the team in white. Here is Versailles open, top of the circle. Good screen for McElhoney. No good, off the back iron. Rebound ricochets to Waynesville. Here come the Spartans. Carly Brown down the floor. Into the right corner. It goes on the play to Butterball. She circles back out on top. And Versailles has officially changed its defense. It's a zone. Here's a drive to Murray. Murray spin move in the lane. The ball rolled through her legs. Rolled through the legs of Lindsay Winter, who did not touch it. Last touch, though, by the Spartans. Versailles brings it down the floor.
Sales did a nice job that time of shutting down the drive and then, like I said, caused the turnover.
Ball went right through the wickets cleanly of Lindsay Winter. 6-point lead at Waynesville. We played nearly 2 minutes, second quarter. Baseline right, open shooter. Lindsay Winter, Tigers short, no good. Rebound low on the right by Ording. Powers to the rim for two. Liz Ording sticks it back in. Tigers getting everything within 5-6 feet of the rim. Dribbling hard down the floor. Goes Waynesville. Butterball took it 60 feet. Nobody slowed her down. She made it on the dead run. What a play by Butterball. She's ignited Waynesville off the bench. 19-13, Spartans by 6. 5:40 left here in the second quarter. Ball rotated on the arc by Watron. Lobbing into Ording. Back to the basket 7 feet away. Throws it right back to Watron. Intercepted. Picked off by Hartshorn of Waynesville, who goes behind the back. Down the floor to Butterball. Baseline driving its custom border. In the lane to the cutter. Driving down the post. It is Perky. Up and in. Perky popped the ball below the foul line. And then bolted to the low block on the right. Made a good head fake. And then stuck it up and in over Ording. And it's an 8-point lead for Waynesville. 21-13 early on second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance. It's earned a reputation second to none for many years. Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the region. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more, you're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, here's Versailles after the timeout by head coach Jackie Stonebreaker, forcing the ball below the foul line to Liz Ording. Ording turned, met resistance, shot it anyway. It was well short, but she was smacked on the elbow, and she earns two free throws.
That's Sizer's second foul.
Number two on Marcella Sizer of Waynesville. She picked up two last year against the Tigers fairly early and had to sit well over a third of that game. And Sizer is on the bench at the moment. She sits down. The first free throw by Liz Ording hit the rim three times and then eventually went kerplunk
in. Very part of the rim.
Second one, Liz, that one's dead center. 21-15. Waynesville leads by six with 5 minutes left to go here in the second quarter. Here come the Spartans playing a smaller lineup now. Up over the timeline, it's Carly Brown. Brown 30 feet away. Lindsey Winter mans the top part of the zone right now for the Versailles Tigers. It's a 1-2-2 or a 2-3. It shifts into what appears to be a 3-2 at the moment. And Waynesville.
Waynesville very patient on offense, yep. Up six.
And Rachel Murray's going to hang on to the ball 30 feet away. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker alerts Hannah Bargey, says go out and guard. Now Waynesville whips the ball to the left side of the floor. Handled there by Carly Brown. Brown and Murray play pitch and catch 25 feet away. Now Hartshorn gets into the act. Ball fired cross court to Butterball. Baseline right, open 10-footer, bingo! My goodness, Waynesville's on fire. Butterball, exceptionally good performance off the bench.
6 points here in this quarter.
Here's a baseline drive, a winner around one player, another. Reverse layup way short. Rebound pinballed around, gathered by Waynesville. Some of the inside shots by the Tigers are coming up short. Versailles getting challenged. Doesn't look like they're getting a good hold on the leather.
Not like they were at the start of the game.
No. Versailles is going up to shoot. The ball is coming out a little early. Feisty defense by Waynesville, which spreads the floor and gets a layup low on the left. Kenzie Perkey's second field goal. She shook free. The zone defense was beaten as Waynesville got the ball to the short corner, baseline left, and popped in two more. The lead is swollen to 10. Versailles in trouble. 3:18 left, second quarter. Here's custom border foul line. Starts a drive. Whips it to Ording in the right corner. Out back and goes on the play to Bargey. Bargey down to McElnowney near the Springfield logo at midcourt. And as she starts to dribble with the left hand, whistle blows. A lot of contact in the lane. And a Tiger away from the ball ran over a Spartan.
That's the second offensive foul for the Tigers in this half.
Just over three to go, second period. Versailles has fallen behind the 10. Murray and Sizer All Southwest District first team performers. And look at that young lady go to work. Kenzie Perkey got the ball at the foul line. Split Lindsay Winter and Elizabeth Ording. And she bolted right to the basket. Said, I'm going to beat you to the rim. And she did. Got all the way below the iron and reached up and dropped it through. Well, Waynesville in a half court has been super. Here is Versailles trying a long three, high left. It's missed by Bargy. Rebound tapped around. Waynesville's got it. Fast break. Quickly down the floor. Butterball. Drive to the basket. Overshoots it. Boy, the roof.
One of the few shots that they missed inside here so far.
27-15. Spartans roof might have come off this place had that one gone in. A minute 54 to go here in the first half. In the foul line for Versailles. It is Bargy. Bargy to McIldowney. Her short shot swatted. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by a Tiger at the baseline. A minute 50 to go, first half, 27-15. Waynesville by a dozen. Waynesville, number one ranked in the state, girls division three, and for good reason. Here's Waynesville inbounding in backcourt. Versailles tries to take it away. Liz Watron is over guarding. Team foul five on Versailles, three on Waynesville. Stonebreaker on the floor. Luthman on the floor now for the Versailles Tigers. Luthman, a 5'7 senior. Stonebreaker, a 6'3 junior. Liz Watron, 5'5 senior guard out there. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker trying to find the right defensive combination to slow down this potent Waynesville attack. Waynesville averaged nearly 60 points a game during the year, and here is a 5-second call for Sales guarding tightly on the arc. That's a turnover.
For Sales needs to end this deficit here over the final 1:30.
A dozen-point lead for Waynesville. A minute 20 left, first half. Straight away, Watron for Versailles. Fires it down the left side. Into the post to Winter. Winter swivels up with the left hand. Way short. She's hindered, though. Foul. Two free throws, Lindsay Winter for the Tigers.
That time they went back to kind of what they did early in the first quarter. They were passing around and going inside. This time they did that, and now they're going to the line.
Yep, so far, everybody on the floor for Waynesville has been adept at taking the ball on the dribble right to the rim. And the Spartans, in several half-court sets, have executed real nice plays, too. Free throw Winter is in and out. Versailles down 12, 27-15. Minute 17 to go, first half. That one's way long. It hit the heel and caromed into the corner. Waynesville traced it down. Spartans are hemmed in. Time out by the Spartans. Versailles reeling. Down but 12, 27-15. Just over a minute to play here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Up here come the Spartans against Versailles. Pressure up and over the timeline. It's Murray. Murray sprints into the corner. Two players trail her. She gets rid of it. It's thrown out back on the play to Hartshorn. Hartshorn at the Springfield logo at midcourt. The bright blue and gold S, home of the Wildcats, who are still in the D1 tourney after defeating Sydney in a sectional championship. 45 seconds left, first half. Murray dribbles behind the back, top of the circle. On the weave, it goes to Carly Brown. Brown, 25 feet away, looks at the clock. Here's a steal. A good pilfer job out high by Bargy. Bargy goes all the way down the floor. A sweeping left-handed layup is a beauty. Hannah Bargy took it away. And she went the last 60 feet or so and made a super nice left-handed shot, scooping it from down around her knees. For Stale, still down to 10, 14 seconds to go, first half. Here's Murray, top of the circle, Waynesville. Goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot. Now she's left open. Guns a three. Bullseye. She's got it with 4 seconds to go. Running midcourt for Sales. Three-pointer late from the corner of the floor. It was made by Watson. She buried a 25-footer, but it's a second tardy. No goal. Waynesville 30 on the three-pointer with 4 seconds to go by Rachel Murray. Versailles 17 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McBee, who's headed to Florida. His son is getting married. He's down there for several days. We envy him. We are in the teens, maybe even colder, in the Miami Valley in Ohio, and he's going to have mid-80s, gorgeous sunshine all the way through next Monday. Matt, wouldn't you want to be down there instead of here?
It'd be nice, but...
We've got games to cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. A big one going on right now here in Springfield. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. The Versailles Tigers are trailing 30-17. Versailles opened up a quick 6-2 lead. But Waynesville, over the last 13 minutes or so of the first half, took the game right to Versailles, speeding down the floor with confidence, running plays at the offensive end. With the exception of a couple of threes by Rachel Murray, Waynesville got its points from 7-8 feet on in toward the basket, cutting up the Versailles Tigers defense. Matt, let's take a look at the scoring in our Wilson Health Sports Medicine report at the break.
Okay, for the Waynesville Spartans, Kenzie Perkey leading the way with 8 points, and Rachel Murray with 7 points, including that three there toward the end of the second quarter.
Right.
Leah Butterball with 6 points off the bench all there in the second quarter. That's kind of helped Waynesville outscore the Tigers in that quarter 18-6 in building this 30-17 lead. Marcella Seitzer only with 2 points here in the first half. Now Lindsay Hartshorn had 5 points for the Spartans. For Versailles, Liz Ording leading the way with 8 points, while Lindsay Windsor had 3 points, Kayla McAnally with 4 points, and Kelsey Custer-Border with 2 points. Waynesville led 12-11 after one quarter and leads at the half 30-17.
As I remarked in the pregame, Matt, other than having seen Waynesville at practice yesterday, I've not seen the Spartans all year. I was impressed with their shooting at yesterday's workout. They've been ranked number one in the state the entire season, 24-0 coming in. The schedule has been a fairly formidable one, as we noted over the course of the campaign. Victories against teams which are still in the tournament. active, playing now. Legacy Christian still in D4. Portsmouth Notre Dame still in D4. Valley View and Franklin still in D2. And this Waynesville team didn't back down, beat them all 24-0. We're finding out why here today. Waynesville was number one the entire season in girls D3.
We talked to you, went to that practice yesterday, and you said that Winter was doing all kinds of shooting drills.
Murray.
But we haven't seen much of that here in this game except for that three late in the second quarter. Most of all their offense has been dribble, drive, penetration.
I think what we're seeing from this Waynesville team this year is more experience, more depth than the club a year ago. People other than Sizer and Murray, the two first-team all-Southwest District performers, are getting the job done. A lot of support for the two top scorers at Waynesville.
Yeah, they've been able to dribble drive and go to the basket with confidence, even though Versailles has the size. Like you said, I think it's that extra year of experience.
Yep.
Quite a factor in this.
More balance for the Spartans, that's for sure. Waynesville's got to, or I should say, Versailles has got to get defensive stops. That's all there is to it. Because after the first 3 minutes, Waynesville, more often than not, was getting points at the offensive end. So it's going to be imperative for head coach Jackie Stonebreaker to draw up a defense which slows down Waynesville a little bit here in the second half.
You don't see teams score 18 points on a quarter against Versailles.
That's a good observation. Waynesville led by 12-11 after one, but then pumped in 18 points and blistered the Tigers in that second period. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. 30-17, Waynesville over Versailles after two periods of play. Third quarter, 4 minutes away on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back at Springfield, just a couple of minutes away from the beginning of our second half. Versailles trailing 30-17, led most of the first quarter, fell behind near the end of that initial eight-minute segment by a 12-11 count after one. And then, as Matt noted just a few minutes ago, Waynesville dropped an 18-point second quarter on the Tigers to lead by 13 here at the break. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, and more. Its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the present corporation was established at Jackson Center in 1982. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We'd like to thank these underwriting sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com: Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between just out the buttons where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. It's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, a good introduction to the third quarter by the Versailles Tigers, who take 3 passes to dive the ball down inside to Lindsay Winter. Her turnaround 8-foot J is banked in. Waynesville's lead sliced to 11, 30-19. Here is Waynesville. Offensive end down to her left with the basketball. It is thrown on the arc to Carly Brown. Brown flips it 25 feet away to Rachel Murray. That pass, though, spoiled in the corner by Versailles. And it goes off the end of the floor. In fact, Versailles was called for a push. Custom Order picked up the foul.
We talked about how Versailles needs to tighten it up defensively. The Tigers have only won 1 game this year where they've given up 50 or more points.
Well, speaking of tightening it up, Waynesville inbounds from underneath its rim. And a collapsing defense by the Tigers causes a travel, a turnover. Here comes Versailles down the floor, trailing Waynesville 30-19. 50 seconds gone, quarter number 3. Right wing on the weave. It goes to Bargy outside the arc to McElDowney. Look out. She's got it. She's got it. Caitlin McElDowney pops it in, hoisted it through from 23 feet. 5 quick points by the Tigers in the first, a minute 15 of the second half. Waynesville's lead is cut to 8. Top of the circle, Hartshorn for Waynesville. Hartshorn looks for a teammate, can't find her. Gets it back on the play in the corner for Murray. The pass goes astray, out of bounds. Momentum shift, start of the second half.
Definitely. McElDowney was real quiet that second quarter. She didn't score at all. She had 4 quick points early. She needed that 3 to get going.
We are amidst the Versailles Tigers cheering section on the west side of the Springfield High School gymnasium floor. A minute and a half gone, third quarter. Versailles answering back 5 points to cut the 13-point deficit down to 8. Here's Custom Border feeding Winter in the post. She turns, hits it from 10 feet, banks it in.
What I liked on that play is that they were patient in shooting the ball. A lot of times when the player catches the ball and they shoot that shot, they rush it and then doesn't go in.
Here is Murray hasting her way down the floor for Waynesville against pressure. Boy, she ran a figure eight a couple times to get it into the half court. Foul called, hooking against the Tigers from behind. And Waynesville will throw inside court to her left. A quick 7-0 spurt by Versailles in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Here's the ball lobbed in from out of bounds. Down low on the right to Sizer. She missed the half hook, and it comes off the iron to Versailles. Tigers trail by 6. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Between the rings with the ball, it is Bargy. Bargy dribble drive into the right corner. Ball lost. Ording digs it off the floor, top of the circle. Left side pass goes astray, out of bounds. No one home. Intended for Winter. She motioned like maybe Waynesville touched it, but I don't think so. Here come the Spartans down the floor. Waynesville has seen its 13-point halftime cushion knifed all the way down to 6. 5.5 left in the third. Here's Murray up and over the timeline for the Waynesville Spartans. Handoff 30 feet away to Hartshorn. Hartshorn dribbles some more. That's a 5-second count.
They had one of those in the first half.
At Waynesville.
Oh, you don't see very often, but you've seen it twice here tonight.
Spartans backpedaling a little bit right now under this wave of pressure and momentum from Versailles, which has poured in the first seven of the second half. Another miscue by the Spartans. Here is Versailles attacking. It is Bargy. Low in the left to Orning. Orning on the block. Left-hand hook shot. Got it. Liz Orning. Six-footer. Right over the top of Sizer. Five-point game. Here's Murray. Murray dribbles 60 feet all the way to the basket. Got it with the left hand. Beautiful drive by Murray. That stops the bleeding momentarily for Waynesville.
Big basket right there.
Seven-point lead, Spartans. Here's Winner. Winner baseline right pulls up. Ball whacked away from behind. Steal Waynesville. Tigers had cut it to 30-25 with 4:40 to go in the third. Murray finally answered to record the first points of the half for Waynesville. Here's Hartshorn at the elbow on the right. Fadeaway 15-footer short. Rebound Sizer around Orning. Foul Orning. Two free throws coming. Good move by Sizer. Boy, she's aggressive, Matt. When she gets the ball, no matter where the post player for Waynesville is, she puts her head down.
And she's off the race.
Oh, yeah. She digs right to the rim. And she is a pretty good foul shooter, is Sizer. Free throw up and in. Yeah, she's at 62% on the year. Murray leads the club at 82. Butterball is at 74. The team shoots free throws at about 66%. First shot by Sizer was no good. Second shot, front rim, side rim, and it falls off. Versailles with the board. Half the third quarter in the book. 7-point lead, Waynesville. We've got a ball game now. Right wing, it's Liz Watron, 5'5 senior guard. Ball whipped low on the left to Orning. Orning's handcuffed, can't shoot.
Yeah, on, wasn't ready for it.
On the arc to custom border. Waynesville knows the ball is coming back inside. Watron 25 feet away. On a weave to McElDowney. A scrum for it. As the Spartans clawed it loose, it's a tie-up. The arrow favors Waynesville. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. 32-25, or I should say 32-26, my mistake. 32-26, 9 points for Versailles here in this quarter, and two for Waynesville. Here's the ball lobbed into Murray. Murray sprints down the floor, all the way into the lane, below the basket, missed the gimme, then she fouled over the back on the rebound. In her anxiety to make the recovery, she's whistled for it. Three on Versailles, that's the first on Waynesville here in the third quarter. Tigers get the ball back, trailing by six, 32-26. At the elbow on the right, it's custom border. Baseline right, Winner open from 15. Bingo! She's got it. Lindsay Winner on fire for the Tigers, who are within four.
6 points this quarter for the junior.
Here comes Versailles quickly down the floor in the right corner. It's Hartshorn. She's doubled. She hands off to a teammate. There's a drive. Shot put up off the side of the glass into the stands. But that's because a Versailles player tagged the shooter. That's two on Orning. Marcella Sizer at the stripe here for Waynesville. She's two of four on free throws. She arches it up and in. 33-26. Waynesville leads by seven. 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Hannah Bargy in for custom border for Versailles. What a sparkling third period here for Lindsay Winter for the Tigers. Sizer connects twice at the stripe. Waynesville pushes its lead out to, well, the scoreboard registered the points on the wrong side.
Yeah, it's 34-28.
Had Versailles cut it to four?
On that winner jumper.
Here is a baseline shot by Versailles. Orning, it bounces around, comes off. Rebound down to Waynesville. The lead is six for Waynesville. Had been cut to four on the winner shot. Sizer made two free throws. Look at that herky-jerky move by Marcella Sizer. She got the ball at the high post, and man, she put it on the deck. Good, hard, low dribble. That's what you call a power dribble right to the basket, and she laid it through. Waynesville by eight. Here is Versailles wasting no time. McElnowney on the arc. Fires a pass down low to Ording, and somebody smacked her on the back of the head while shooting. Hartshorn picked it up. Team fouls. Four on Versailles. Two on Waynesville. Liz Ording at the stripe. The southpaw aims and pumps it in. 36-29. Waynesville by seven. Second shot here for Ording. She dips the knees. One, two, three, four. Yeah, too many for me to count. About eight dribbles. On the way. Got it. 36-30. Waynesville leads by six. Pressure in backcourt. Nearly a steal by McElnowney. Waynesville gets it up.
Underneath the basket there.
Here comes down the floor to Butterball. Butterball out of control. Into the lane. Hooked it wildly. No good. Rebound Winner. Tigers. Winner takes it 70 feet. On the go. Good. And a foul. Lindsay Winner playing like a junior who is possessed at the moment. Lindsay Winner got the rebound at one end and went the length of the floor, 94 feet.
Another continuation call on that one.
Yep, she nailed a 7 or 8 footer on the run, was fouled, swishes the free throw, and it's a 3-point game. Versailles has whittled 10 points off the Waynesville lead in the first 6 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Murray running for her life, being harassed all over the floor. Gave it up in the right corner to Butterball, now out of trouble. Butterball fakes left, goes right, baseline. Into the corner, Sizer. Sizer against Winner. Here's a double down by Versailles. Jump ball. Tigers possession.
And on that Winner basket, Sizer picked up her third foul. It'll be interesting to see if she's still as aggressive as she has been.
Marcella Sizer, who got in foul trouble in this game a year ago, won by Versailles, 59-32, has three on her now, as Matt noted. A minute 50 left in the third. Versailles down three. Here's Winner. Winner, high post. Low post, it goes to Ording. Ording pivots, can't get the shot to crawl over the rim. And then on the rebound, she's on the back.
They went right at Sizer on that play, and the shot just didn't go in, and then Ording went over the back on the rebound.
Sizer remains on the floor. A minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Fortunately for Waynesville, Sizer did not get her fourth. She defended pretty well, stayed between Ording and the rim. Challenged her slightly, shot was short, then Ording climbed the ladder on the rebounding foul. Quickly down the floor comes Waynesville. Here's a dribble drive through the lane. Sizer out of control. The ball is punched free by Versailles. It goes out of bounds underneath the hoop. It is Waynesville possession.
Yeah, that's the called jump ball. Frank Benton made the call on that one.
Arrow favoring the Spartans. Next one will go Versailles' way. Ball thrown deep left corner to Sizer. Sizer on the arc to Butterball. Deep left corner, three try by Hartshorn. Strong rebound for Sales. Quickly down the floor, McElnowney. Outside the arc, gives it up on the play to teammate Bargy. Now McElnowney, baseline right for Winner, and it's punched free by Waynesville. Sizer on the steal. Quickly down the floor come the Spartans. 70 seconds to go here in the third. We're stuck at 36-33. Waynesville in the lead by three. Here's Murray taking McElnowney one-on-one into the lane. Fadeaway eight-footer. Hits it. Oh, that was special. Heck of a play by Murray. You can bet she'll be the go-to gal the rest of the night for Waynesville.
She's had two big baskets here in this quarter when they've really needed it.
Spartans up five. 40 seconds left in the third period. Ball thrown from Bargy on the arc. Into Lindsay Winner. Turnaround fadeaway. In. Steal in backcourt by Versailles. Foul against Waynesville. Sneaky play by the clever Liz Watrin of the Tigers. The 5'5 senior came up from behind to pry it loose from Carly Brown. And then as Watrin tried to go up with it after a couple of dribbles, she was belted from the backside. Her free throw, though, is a little bit heavy. 38-35, Waynesville by three. 32.1 to go here in the third. Second shot, Watrin. Boy, the Tigers have come out with a different mindset. So much more intensity here in the second half. Foul shot by Watson, rattles around. It's in. Here's Waynesville under fire in backcourt. Murray is double teamed. Gets it up the right side to Hartshorn. Hartshorn to Butterball. Butterball, forecourt left. Winner chases her. 19 seconds to go. Third quarter. Waynesville leads by two. 30 feet out. It's Hartshorn. Winner guards her loosely. 10, 9. Hartshorn behind the back. Looks for Murray. Top of the circle. Foul line. Into the paint. Late feed to Sizemore. To the rim. In and out. No good. Sizemore again. It hangs. It hangs. It comes off. Woo! Unbelievable finish to the third quarter. Marcella Sizer for Waynesville had two shots from short range. Both beat the buzzer. Neither one would fall in. Real tough break for the Spartans. And the Tigers get a break and trail by two at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
A sea of orange and black on both sides of the Springfield High School court. Waynesville's color is orange and black. Versailles' color is orange and black. Lindsay Winter sparking the Tigers, 6th third quarter field goal. And she opens up the fourth with a long triple and hits it. Lindsay Winter, a 23-footer. She took the second pass of the fourth quarter and threw in a bomb. And it's a one-point lead by Versailles. And then Waynesville comes right back. Great drive by Murray, assisting Sizer for the two-pointer. Marcella Sizer had a couple shots at the end of the third quarter. Hang on the rim. Neither one would go in. 40-39. Waynesville up one after Versailles had taken the one-point lead. Here's Liz Horning down low on the left. She catches, goes to work on Sizer, and puts it in off the glass. 41-40 in favor of Versailles. Sizer on the floor with three personal fouls. Right, Matt?
Right, right. After Waynesville had an 18-6 second quarter, Versailles is outscoring now 24-10 here in the second half.
Here's a long three-pointer by Waynesville. It is good from way downtown. Leah Butterball hit a 24-footer. Boy, the Tigers gravitated toward Murray, leaving Butterball open, and she jacked one in from distance. Waynesville leads at 43-41. Spartans are much more well-rounded than just Murray and Sizer, that's for sure. Here's Lindsay Winter coming off a great third quarter. Pulls up at the foul line. Fadeaway 14-footer. Hard rebound Waynesville. 6:22 to go in the fourth. Waynesville leads by two. Versailles caught Waynesville momentarily early on, fourth quarter. Passed him up, winning the lead by one. Spartans have struck right back. Right side of the floor, it is Hartshorn on the dribble. She retreats to center circle, dribbles between the legs. Five team fouls on Versailles. On a wheel, it goes to Murray. Murray spins, head of the key against Bargy. Now she retreats all the way to the timeline. Versailles in a loose man-to-man at the moment on Murray. Murray fakes right, goes left. Hands to Sizer, baseline left. Goes up to shoot. Versailles clamps down and earns the jump ball. Arrow stays with Waynesville. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 43-41, Waynesville by two. Baseline left of the basket. Carly Brown, the playmaker for Waynesville. Lobbing in, deflected by Lindsay Winter. Tracked down, though, deep in the left corner by Rachel Murray of Waynesville. She circles to the top of the key. goes to the elbow on the left, running one-hander down the lane, banked it in. Great shot by Rachel Murray of Waynesville. Wow, she sparkled on that play. Hit a runner from 7 or 8 feet out straight away. Kissed it in off the backboard. 4-point lead Versailles. 5:15 left in the fourth. Outside the arc, left wing. Open player is Anna Bargy. Short. Long rebound, Waynesville. Here come the Spartans running. 3-on-2. It's good. Lindsay Hartshorn leaked out. She leaked out. Beat everybody down the floor. Waynesville by 6. 47-41. Lindsay Winter, baseline right. Spin move. And before Waynesville makes the steal, a timeout is called by the Tigers, and the Waynesville fans are up in arms. When we return, Versailles possession, 4:51 left. Spartans up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
A couple of Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Versailles inbounding, 4:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Spartans lead the Tigers by 6. It goes to Liz Ording in the right corner. Ording flips it out back to Caitlin McElnowney. She goes to Winter at the post. Now 25 feet away to Bargy. 30 feet out, McElnowney. She veers left, goes to Bargy. Ording sets a screen. Bargy dribbles, left corner. Ording at the elbow on the left. And the ball is just jerked right away from the Versailles player. Good steal by Hartshorn. She throws it down the floor, out of bounds. Turnover, Waynesville, after Waynesville got a takeaway.
Waynesville currently on a 9-2 run after the winning, the winner three. Gave Versailles a quick 39-38 lead here in the start of the quarter.
Yep, Versailles did catch Waynesville at the start of the fourth, went up one, and then statements made by Waynesville repeatedly to earn the 6-point lead back. Here's Winter on the arc, into Horning down low. She's double teamed. It's partially blocked. Real good stifling defense there by Waynesville. There was no foul. Tigers wanted it. But fine D by the Spartans who take it away. Murray to midcourt. 4 minutes left here in the game. Waynesville up 6. Murray dribbling. She fumbles. She lost it. Picked up a Watron. Watron down the floor. Blocked out of bounds, but a foul. Little too much dribbling for Murray. Nobody came to help. Watron for Versailles scraped it off the hardwood. And she zipped the other direction. She was pounded from behind. 2 free throws for Liz. The first one is on the money. Watron nails the first shot. 47-42. Waynesville by 5. 3:49 to go in the fourth. Second shot is long. Big rebound by Sizer. Sizer throws it down the floor. And Murray tries to catch up to it. Cannot do it. It goes out of bounds to Versailles. Sizer went sprawling after the rebound. She was falling to the deck to avoid a travel. She unleashed a pass well ahead of Murray toward the other end. And Murray couldn't speed up to the ball. Versailles with it, down 5. Here's Watron on the arc. Watron goes left flank to Hannah Bargy. She dribbles through the top of the key. Out comes the cane from McElnatty. She slices into the lane. Hands off to Ording. Baseline left. Fall away 15-footer short. Rebound Winter strong. Rebound Sizemore. Outlet to Murray. Here come the Spartans. 3:14 to go. Waynesville's up five. Murray 30 feet away. They'll keep the ball in her hands. Margie tries to track her down. Murray runs away out toward the timeline. Murray head of the key foul line. Running one-hander. It's good. Rachel Murray got the shooter's touch. Waynesville by seven. 2:50 left to go here in the fourth. Boy, Rachel Murray has made the huge buckets for the Spartans. Here's Margie 30 feet away. High, low, Ording winner. Winner up and good. Time out, Tigers. Ording to winner. High, low action. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker will set up pressure defensively. 2:38 to go. The goal by Murray boosted the Spartans to a 7-point lead. Tigers come right back, Matt, and whittle it down to five.
Winner now with 16 points here in the second half, 19 for the game.
Well, she has been it. She has been the answer to Waynesville's first half onslaught. Lindsay Winter, the junior, having a spectacular second half here tonight. And I tell you what, if she's only half this good, Versailles is probably beaten.
Yeah, she's definitely kept them in. She had 11 there in that third quarter when they outscored them 19-8.
2 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the fourth. 49-44. Waynesville leads by five. Ball inbounded by Waynesville. Here's the full court press. Eight players in backcourt. It is inbounded 70 feet from the rim to Hartshorn to Murray. Murray on the bounce. She's doubled. Tigers chase her. Murray down the right side of the floor. Flips it back out on the play to Perkey. Perkey at the head of the key won't shoot. She'll pass it up, then retreat. 2:16 left. Five team fouls each club. There's number six on Versailles. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The Waynesville Spartans cling to a 5-point lead over Versailles. Ball inbounded far side. Guard Carly Brown. Hands to Butterball. Right back to Carly. Carly deep in the right corner down at the end of the Waynesville bench. The ball is struck by a Tiger. Hits the side stripe. Waynesville will inbound it. Next arrow favors the Tigers. 2:10 to go. And we've got holding on Versailles before the ball has even entered. 1-1 here for the Waynesville Spartans. 49-44, Waynesville by five.
Waynesville 6 of 8 from the line for the game. Versailles 10 of 15.
Big free throw situation here for Kenzie Perkey. 1-1. It is missed. Off to the left. Rebound down to the Tigers. Versailles at midcourt. 2 to go. 5-point lead Waynesville. On the arc. It goes on the play to McElDowney. Deep in the right corner, Ording. She swings it straight away to Watford. Left side, Bargy. Into Winter in the lane. Winter with a twisting move and a player's on her shoulder. Foul committed by Kenzie Perkey. Sizemore is still out there for Waynesville. She's played the better part of two quarters with three personal fouls. A minute 52 left. Versailles trailing by five. Ording on the arc. Gives it up 30 feet away. Handled there by McElnatty. 25 feet out. It's Bargy. Into the post to Lindsay Winter. At the short corner. Spins against Sizer. Doesn't shoot. Hands off to a teammate. Watron driving. Shoveled it. Missed it. Rebounded Waynesville. 90 seconds to go in the game. Waynesville up five. In backcourt. It is Hartshorn. Left side of the floor. Brown. Dumps it to Sizer. Baseline left. She fumbled the ball. And then, let's see.
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul. Not against Sizer. Sizer gave it up to Perkey. Perkey barreled into a Tiger. Boy, that was a strange sequence. It looked for an instant like Waynesville had the advantage.
So that's a fifth on Perkey.
Perkey does foul out. Five on her with a minute 22 to go. Carly Brown, a starter, re-enters. 49-44. Waynesville with a couple opportunities to push it to seven. Versailles now another chance to cut it to two or three. Here's a shot fake straight away by McElnatty. Left side to Watson. 1:07 to go. Head of the key winner. Wants to shoot the three. Can't. Hands off to McElnatty. Time out, Tigers. 1:04 to go. 5-point lead, Waynesville. Back in a moment. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Go to Goffney for high-quality furniture price just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We are priced to fit your budget with finance options. Application is easy. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom, too. That's Goffney Furniture, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Here's Versailles looking for the three-pointer. Behind the screen, it's McElnatty. She aims. She misses. Rebound, Waynesville. An over-the-shoulder foul, I think, on Versailles on the offensive rebound attempt. 51.9 to go. Waynesville in the lead by 5. 1-1 for the Waynesville Spartans at the stripe is Leah Butterball.
Butterball 2-for-2 in this game. Both of those come in the second quarter.
Butterball at the stripe. Big situation to get the second. She needs to make the first, and she is dead center with it. 50-44, Waynesville by 6. Good response by Waynesville after Versailles took the lead at the very outset of the fourth quarter. Second shot, yes. Versailles in a heap of trouble. Down to 7. 48 seconds to go, fourth quarter. On a weave, McElnatty straight away. Gives it up to Bargy. Right corner, McElnatty looks for the three-pointer. Steps back, can't get it. Now to Custom Border. Custom Border on the drive, into the lane. She ran over a Spartan. Offensive foul. That might do it. 36.6 left. Waynesville Spartans set up shop in the paint area. And I think it was Rachel Murray who sagged down in and accepted the charge. And now Versailles has got the foul if they do not convert the steal here. Ball given to Murray. Murray sprints. Boy, she's on a mission up the floor. Circles into the corner. Trailed by McElnatty, who was nipping at her heels. Personal foul. Murray at the stripe. The last of the 1-1 situations for the Waynesville Spartans, who lead by 7. 28.7 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rachel Murray has made the big baskets in this game for Waynesville. 80% free throw shooter, and she pours it in. 8-point lead Spartans, averaging just over 19 a game. She's on target once more, and the lead has ballooned to 9. 27 seconds to go. Custom Border, McElnatty on the arc. Straight away, Daniel Winter. Can't get the shot off against Sizer. Now lets it fly. It banked. It missed. Loose ball rebound. Waynesville's Murray scrapes it off the hardwood and gets a timeout. Heck of an awareness play by Rachel Murray of the Spartans. And the cheering section across the way from Waynesville is going crazy. And they've got every right to be enjoying this one because Waynesville has an 8-point cushion. Double bonus coming. And what do we have? About
12.7 seconds left.
Just under 13 ticks left in the clock. And the Versailles Tigers, 21-5 on the year, coming into this regional semi against the number one ranked team in the state, Division III Waynesville. Versailles is going to fall short tonight in this regional semifinal bid against the Spartans, who played extremely well, Matt. Latter 6 minutes, first quarter, all of the second, had a down third period, rebounded and performed exceedingly well here at crunch time in the fourth against Versailles.
Yeah, after Winter hit that three to start the quarter here to give him a one-point lead, I've been really impressed with the way Waynesville has been able to answer.
Well, a 15-5 run by Waynesville since the Lindsay Winter three-pointer in the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. Here is Waynesville getting it inbounds. It's up to Sizer at midcourt. Sizer surrounded and fouled.
And then it's not just one person. Four different players have scored in this quarter. That's a sign of a well-balanced team.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed. I am impressed. Rachel Murray is special for sure, but she's got plenty of support, including Marcella Sizer, just under 14 points a game. And she swishes the free throw. It's a 10-point contest, 54-44. Lindsay Winter hit a long bomb, a triple to start the fourth period to put Versailles on top, 39-38. Waynesville went right down the floor and scored immediately and has not been headed since. Both shots are good. It's 55-44. Here's Versailles' custom border down the floor in the right corner to Bargy. Out high to Winter. Winter looks for Ording. Feeds it cross court to her. She catches, goes up to shoot. The ball ripped away, but somebody got a big piece of her wrist. And with 6/10 of a second left, Versailles gets two free throws from Liz Ording, with the Tigers down by 11, 55-44. Waynesville Spartans will advance to a Saturday afternoon 1:30 regional championship game against either Cincinnati Purcell Marion or Amanda Clear Creek. Free throw Ording, no good off the back brace. Fouled in the act of shooting. Here's her second. It's all cosmetic at this point. Waynesville is in the lead by 11. Second free throw by Ording. Dips the knees. Several dribbles. It's in the air. It's in. 55-45. Waynesville inbounds to Murray. She touches, and it's all over. Spartans are elated. Waynesville fans across the way on their feet. The teams meet at center court in front of the scorer's table and shake hands. Entertaining game here tonight at Springfield, won by the Waynesville Spartans, 55-45 over Versailles. 10-point victory. Waynesville Spartans turned it up a notch when they had to do it. Versailles snatched a one-point lead at the start of the fourth, and then Waynesville went right back to work. Yep, head coach Tim Gabber, the Waynesville Spartans, told me yesterday, this isn't my best team in 39 years. I'd like to see his top two or three. He did say it's his best since 2005, when Waynesville went to the state and lost to Patrick Henry 41-38. The Waynesville fans may recall the names of Alicia Boers, Kelly Bricker, Abigail Nelson, Megan Aiken, Ashton Hurley. That was an outstanding club. Coach Gabbard says without question, this is his best team since then. So that's a 13, 14-year span. This is a dynamite Waynesville club, and Purcell Marion is favored to win the nightcap here at Springfield and advance to the regional championship. And I tell you what, Purcell, no doubt the favorite here in this regional, will have its hands full if it does win the second game here tonight. It'll be seriously tested by Waynesville on Saturday afternoon. This is a club with six or seven young ladies who can score the basketball, and they can all handle it. They can put it on the deck. We saw Waynesville play last year. Sizer has improved in the post. Murray is extra special. You can't guard her one-on-one. Matt, it seemed like whenever Rachel Murray needed points, needed to take the ball to the basket, she was able to do it, and no matter what the situation, and no matter who was guarding her or how many Tigers were trying to trail her.
There was a couple of times, especially when Versailles was trying to come back, I thought that Waynesville would take a timeout But he didn't take the timeout.
Nope.
He just relied on Murray and his other seniors, and they were able to make the plays when they needed to.
Yeah, Rachel Murray's the timeout on the floor while the game is in progress and continues. And simply put, Versailles Tigers did not have an answer for her here tonight. Lindsay Winter, it was terrific in the second half for the Versailles Tigers, which got all but just a couple of baskets from well beyond 10 feet tonight. Now, Winter made a long three.
Yeah, they just had two threes on the night.
McEldowney had one in the opening quarter.
And then
quarter.
Winter had the three to start the fourth quarter to get them the early or the 39-38 lead.
Yep, Lindsay made a few 10, 12-foot turnaround bank shots, but Versailles was attempting to pound the ball down inside all night long. Waynesville got points every which way. In the end, Versailles dug itself too deep a hole, down 13 at the half. Sometimes, Matt, you expend so much energy to make the rally coming from 13 down to go up by one. There's a momentum shift that often takes place, and Waynesville rode that change in momentum all the way out to the finish and put this game away, winning by 10. Congrats to Waynesville, now 25-0. Versailles Tigers conclude the campaign with a mark of 21-6, runners-up in the MAC. Sectional champs, district champs, got to Springfield again, but bow out here to a Waynesville team, which is every bit as potent as that 25-0 unblemished record on the year. Let's take a look at the scoring as we wrap it up and award our Clancy's players of the game. Let's one each way, one to each team. I think I know who you've probably got in mind.
Okay. For the victorious Waynesville Spartans, like you said, now 25-0 on the season. Rachel Murray leading the way with 17 points. Her biggest quarter was 6, so it was one of those games where, she's not doing a whole lot, The next thing you know, you look up the scoreboard and she's got 17 points, and she had big baskets exactly when they needed it and leading the way with the 17 points. Two other Spartans had double figures as Leah Butterball had 11 points off the bench, including 6 big points there in the second quarter when the Spartans took the 30-17 halftime lead. Marcella Sizer, despite the 3 fouls, she got that 3rd foul in the 3rd quarter, and we thought, they might be in a little bit of trouble with the fouls, but she ended up with 10 points, while Kenzie Parkey, before fouling out, had 8 points, and Lindsay Hartshorn had 7 points for the Spartans, who were 12 of 15 at the foul line.
5 players with 7 points or better, 3 in double digits. That's the kind of balance that will take you to a regional championship game. And Waynesville fashioned that here tonight against the Versailles Tigers, who were beaten by 10, 55-45. It was the Lindsay Winter with 19 points. Yeah, Liz Ording show on the inside for the Tigers.
Yeah, Winter had 19 points, all but 3 coming in the second half, while Ording had 15 points. Kaylin McEldowney with 7. Kelsey Custom-Border with 2, and Liz Rochtern with 2. The Tigers were 11 of 17 at the foul line.
Well, our next webcast here on scorersbroadcast.com is a doubleheader tomorrow night from Vandalia Butler. Matt and I will be courtside as athletic director, I've just drawn a blank.
Jordan
Shoemaker. Aviators AD has said, Jack, yeah, that's all yours right there at courtside. Top of the free throw circle at the end of the home bench. We'll be there for the Twinville tomorrow night girls Division 4 regional semis. Game 1, Minster Tri-Village. Game 2, Fort Loramie Legacy Christian. Tip-off game 1, 6:15. We'll be on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night at 6. Coach Gabbard of Waynesville in his 39th year. He's got a splendid club, and tonight it did what it couldn't do last season. Versailles drubbed Waynesville 59-32 a year ago. Spartans get even here tonight, defeating the Versailles Tigers by 10. Waynesville had matured. The experience factor, I think, weighed heavily in the favor of the Spartans, who had more scoring balance all over the floor. Lindsay Winter, Liz Ording tried to bail the Tigers out, but just fell behind the too many and couldn't sustain that wave of momentum for an entire half.
Yeah, they got that lead there in that fourth quarter, and then the next thing you know, I think Waynesville, like you said, went on a 9-2 run. That was pretty much the ball game.
So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors on scorersbroadcast.com, Dan Eidelman Construction in Fort Loramie, the Eidelman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Eidelman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. That's 419-582-3824. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, 1269 Wapak Avenue in Sydney. At RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. And Maury's Landing Restaurant in Minster, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie. Let's do a Maury's break before we conclude. Maury's Landing. We'll break here in just a moment, Matt. In the meantime, I'll let our listeners know that we give a big thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. That's the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools in the Upper Miami Valley. Sydney, Lehman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, and Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Don't forget the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Call Chris North. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. We'll return in a moment to wrap it all up from here at Springfield, where tonight Waynesville has knocked out Versailles 55-45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, once again, Matt Zerker, as we highlight A second time are Clancy's award winners. Who were they?
Rachel Murray for Waynesville with 17 points. A lot of big baskets there in the second half. And then Lindsay Winner for Versailles led the big comeback and had a three to give them the brief lead there in the fourth quarter.
Those are our Clancy's award winners. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including these three in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn. It will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck McBee normally here alongside me at courtside on scoresbroadcast.com. He is off to his son's wedding in the Sunshine State of Florida. He'll return hopefully next Tuesday for the boys' Division IV regional at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. It's the Jack and Matt show between now and then. And we've got a doubleheader for you tomorrow night from Vandalia Butler. It's the girls' Division IV regional. Tip-off 6:15, Minster Tri-Village, webcast time at about 6 tomorrow night. Matt enjoyed it. Good ball game. It was thrilling for 3.5 quarters. Give all the credit in the world to the Waynesville Spartans.
They did a good job responding to the Versailles comeback, and they had some big baskets down the stretch. Really looking forward to tomorrow. The top three ranked teams in the state in Division IV all in action. It'll be a good one.
Yep. Fort Loramie number one, Minster number two, Tri-Village number three, Legacy
Christian. And oh, by the way, Legacy Christian, has been very impressive here during the tournament.
Sure. Legacy, no slouch whatsoever. Tri-Village, the third ranked team. Minster number two, having lost a heartbreaker to Fort Loramie in double OT at the Fort Loramie gym. But it should be a fun night tomorrow night. We expect two well-played close ball games from Vandalia Butler and the girls D4 region tomorrow evening. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee is normally alongside. Tonight it's Matt Zerker. Stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here in Springfield, where Versailles was beaten by the Waynesville Spartans in the girls' Division III regional semifinal. Versailles lost by 10. Waynesville 55, Versailles 45 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering?
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.